Now, a checkup on Wisconsin's nurses. Even prior to the pandemic, the Department of Workforce Development was forecasting a 2020 shortage of about 2,800 registered nurses across the state. And add the pandemic, and play that forward 15 years, and we could be looking at a nurse shortage closer to 20,000. That, according to the dean of the College of Health Education and Social Welfare at UW-Green Bay. How can we account for this growing shortage, and what can we do about it? What's being done about it? Join us, 1-800-642-1234. Nurses, those in the healthcare field, we'd love to hear from you this half hour. Have you recently left the healthcare field? We'd love your perspective on the profession today. Have you considered leaving? What was it that made you leave or stay? And what do you love about nursing? Join us, 1-800-642-1234, or email us ideas at WPR.org. Our guest, Gina Denick-Champion, is the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Nurses Association. Welcome to Central Time, Gina.
Thank you, Lee, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And Jill Guttormson is Dean and Professor at the Marquette University College of Nursing. Jill, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Lee.
And Gina, I'll start with you. I mentioned 2020 and 2035 with the nurses shortage. Where are we right now in 2023 with regards to the nurse numbers in Wisconsin?
Well, you can still probably ask any nurse that's working will tell you that the staffing shortages are there and they're real. And that when they talk about why their colleagues have left, many talk about, you know, the reason is not only sort of the physical demands, but the other role of a nurse when we've been taught to be a nurse is that whole intention piece. And the intention piece is the ability to meet and support your patients and talk with them and their family members. And that's the piece that they're missing, that they feel is one of the most important roles that they have in healthcare.
So it's the time to care for others, and that time's being squeezed. Was this something that you could say saw pre-pandemic, Gina?
Nurses will report that, yes, they were beginning to see that and feel that. And there was just, a lot of let's try and redesign, but it still left nurses feeling uncomfortable with that ability to spend time with their patients. And of course, with COVID, no one got to talk to the family member unless it was through virtual. And just the demands of the care of those particular individuals were pretty traumatic to many. And is what they're even seeing now, not so much the COVID, but the people that have taken way too long to go back to see their healthcare provider are coming in, with multiple chronic illnesses. And again, the nurse trying to manage all of that, both meeting the tasks of the job, the critical thinking, but also the needs to want to meet and help support that patient.
And before we get to Jill, just one more question here, Gina, from your perspective, leading the Wisconsin Nurses Association, what does this mean for patients and patient care?
I think that's where the moral injury is coming in for nurses, is that they're feeling that they're not doing what they want to be able to do in their role. I think what we're hearing a lot more about patient verbal abuse towards nurses, and in some cases, even the physical abuse. And that, we think, is that they're feeling that no one is there to take care of them. They're not there when they need them. The nurses are torn because they have multiple, their patient load is pretty high. And we're thinking that's why the sort of the anger and the frustration is coming out. When we think about a person in the hospital setting that, they are in probably the most vulnerable state they will ever be when you think about in a hospital, because you're there because you need healthcare services. And most of it provided, 24 hours a day with the nurse at the bedside.
That's Gina Denick-Champion, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Nurses Association. Also joining us, Jill Guttormson, is Dean and Professor at the Marquette University College of Nursing. And Jill, has there been a similar dip in nursing school applicants or graduates?
So actually, our applicant pool has been relatively stable. The main problem in increasing the nursing workforce is that we have a lot of qualified applicants and not enough slots. So we've just recently increased our incoming class from 150 to 200 a year. But that requires really strong faculty, really strong clinical sites. And those are all resources that can be really hard to fill. And so there's a lot of work being done to try and increase nursing faculty so that qualified applicants who apply to nursing have a slot and can be trained as nurses.
And if you were to project out our nursing faculty and the teachers that would empower the next generation of nurses, what does that population look like right now, and how does it project into the future, Jill?
So we have a really impending nursing faculty shortage as well. The nursing faculty average age is over the age of 50, so nearing some of them in their 60s, nearing retirement. And so we have been working hard to get faculty interested, engaged, current clinical nurses interested, engaged in training the next generation of nurses. We have some funding from the state right now, nursing faculty workforce, that is allowing us to help support nurses coming back to school. It covers their loans, it covers their cost of the education, so that they can come out debt-free and move into a faculty role. And this is incredibly vitally important. Every school of nursing in the state is at capacity with our current faculty, and we need to expand our faculty to expand our ability to train new, high quality, ready for practice nurses.
So just to recap briefly, make sure I understand things correctly. We have more nursing applicants than we can actually educate right now. We have a shortage of nursing faculty, and that shortage is only going to get greater as we go through time. And this, in turn, and in part, is producing a nurse shortage in Wisconsin, which, again, is only going to grow larger over time. Do I have that about right?
You do. And I think the other thing to add in is there is currently beginning to be nursing shortage, not adequate staffing, as Gina mentioned. We need to train new nurses, get them out into the workforce, and help alleviate that stressor on the current nursing workforce. And so it becomes a global problem. Nurses are leaving because they're burned out. They can't do the work that they know they want to do at the best, highest level of their license because of some of the stressors in the workforce. And we can't prepare nurses fast enough because of the stressors in academics. And so we really need to look at this for global solutions on the training side. And then also, how do we help nurses be resilient? How do we help them stay in practice so they can serve their communities?
That's Jill Katormson, Dean and Professor at the Marquette University College of Nursing. Also joining us, Gina Denick-Champion, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Nurses Association. And you can see how the problem is laid out here. You're welcome to join us. And if you are in the healthcare profession, we'd be interested in what you see through your experiences and your work every day at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We're Kenneth and Beloit standing by. Kenneth, good afternoon.
Hello. You, in your introduction, said 20,000 some odd nurses we would be short that many, and I wondered what that number included, CNAs, LPNs, RNs, PhDs.
Yeah, that number came from the Dean of the College of Health Education and Social Welfare at UW-Green Bay. And Jill, what do we know about those numbers and the projected shortfall of nurses in the future? And I believe that was by 2035, according to the dean.
Yes, so that is nurses among different professions and different parts of practice, but the majority of them are RNs, and the majority of RNs work in acute care. So we really see the shortage most globally in acute care.
Gina, let me ask you this question. It was a story at the end of last year from the New York Times where an investigation found that hospitals, according to the New York Times, helped lay some of the groundwork for the labor crisis long before the pandemic started, looking to bolster their bottom lines. It is a business, and hospitals sought to try to get more out of less. This, according to New York Times investigation. Is this something that we would see as part of the problem and part of the nurses shortage, Gina?
Yes. I think it's, you know, productivity is obviously very important. You know, there's the need to right now not having the bed capacity, which as these people come from the ER into waiting for those beds. So you have the ER nursing staff that is, incredibly overwhelmed. We also have once they get into a bed, we were not seeing as much staff as, we thought was important to provide that care. And, and then with COVID, the perfect storm moved on. But the numbers, I want to say the demand was already being identified prior to COVID. And I want to say that, our nurse execs in those systems were trying, to figure out how else can we redesign this? What else does that registered nurse need to be able to take care of their patients in, the best way that they can? And I think, again, that's where we kind of saw with COVID the stress of, the age of the nurse leaving because they didn't have the physical abilities anymore. The new grads not being able to be onboarded as well as they could begin because of the demand. And just a lot of things. Registered nurses are just in a lot of different places. So the demand certainly is there because they're finding places that or maybe they perceive as less stressful.
Gina Denick, Champions Executive Director of the Wisconsin Nurses Association, also joining us for the discussion. Jill Guttormson, Dean of the Marquette University College of Nursing, and you as well at 1-800-642-1234. We're talking about Wisconsin's growing shortage of nurses, nurse faculty, and what that means for healthcare in our state. We'll continue this conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn, and we're picking up our talk about Wisconsin's growing nursing shortage with Gina Denick, Champion, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Nurses Association, and Jill Guttormson, Dean of the Marquette University College of Nursing. And we want to hear from you as well at 1-800-642-1234, where Mike's driving through Wisconsin. Mike, good afternoon.
Hi. Thanks for having this important issue on your program. The reason they don't have enough faculty is because an RN needs to get her master's to teach, and they don't want to pay as much as they could make out in the field. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that the medical profession is all about profit, and these hospitals are making enormous profits, but the part of it is they are intentionally understaffing. As a travel nurse in Chico, California, at a small hospital in PCU, you never had more than three patients on the day shift. Your charge nurse did not take patients. They were there to back you up. They had another nurse they called a ninja nurse who would just go anywhere where there was a need. And the most amazing thing is they had a break nurse that would come to you and say, time for your lunch or time for your break. I'm taking over your patients, which never happens everywhere else. You go to your friend and you say, can you please watch my five patients in PCU along with your five patients? So not only are they more stressed out, your patients get worse care.
Mike, I very much appreciate that perspective from a traveling nurse. And let's take it a little bit backwards there with the profit and understaffing. When you hear about that small hospital in Chico, California, Gina Denick, Champion, what are your thoughts?
So California was one of those states where they had mandatory ratios of RNs to patients.
Oh.
And you heard that the 3-to-1, that's not what is taking place in Wisconsin. We do have had conversations about being able to demonstrate that the patient assignments that the nurse has, does reflect the acuity of the patient. Oftentimes the patient that's in that bed when you start may not be the same patients that's in that bed when you leave, because patients come and go all hours of the day. So it's some of this discharge planning, and then it's this big admission assessment. There's also, the need for, and what we're seeing is a little more of the increase in the support staff for the registered nurse. But the problem is we don't have enough of the support staff either. I know that California was no different than any other state during the COVID pandemic is even though you had those mandatory ratios, you could not find enough travel nurses. You could not find. So, you know, it's not that the beds closed. It's, you know, care went on. But and I appreciate those nurses in California that rose to the occasion to take care of those individuals.
And Jill, let me ask you about the needing a master's to be in nursing faculty, and you can make more money as a nurse, so it's financially a disincentive. How do we make, how do we compel people to get into the nursing faculty field?
So I think there's a multi-pronged approach. One, it is true, you do need a master's to teach at a BSN or above level. Teaching in ADN programs requires only a bachelor's degree, so it depends on what program you're teaching in. I think it is really helping people see the value they bring and the immense joy that actually is present in helping prepare the next generation of nurses. Your influence is multiplied by so many when you can really impact the care that patients will receive through the nurses that you're training. I think it's important we look at joint practice models so that faculty can continue to practice and teach, which then can help increase their salary. And as I mentioned before, I think it's important that we look at ways that we offset the cost of the master's, of the DNP, of the PhD, so that nurses who want to come back to be educators aren't also bearing the cost of high loans for that education.
Lee, this is Gina, and if I could just share that we had we were very successful in the last legislative session where we had $5 million was allocated to help support those nurses that wanted to become nurse educators. So it was a loan amount of either $30,000 to up to $50,000. It depended on the degree. And that rolled out in August of this summer, this past summer in 2022. And it feels as though we've had more than half of that $5 million has already been committed, if not more, to admitting those nurses. And that was despite there wasn't the ability to kind of market and really get it out there. But I think we've been very successful, or the schools have been very successful in recruiting those nurses.
I want to thank you both for joining us today. Gina Denick-Champion, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Nurses Association, and Jill Guttormson, Dean and Professor at the Marquette University College of Nursing, talking about the Wisconsin's growing shortage of nurses.